Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Eleanor Rigby is one of the most iconic Beatles songs, a fictional character made famous by this song. But what if she was a real person? What kind of lady would Eleanor Rigby be? Paul McCartney told The New Yorker magazine that the inspiration for the Beatles hit was an old lady who lived alone that he got to know very well. Turns out, a local playwright has also gotten to know the character pretty well, too. Michael Easterling has written an entirely new production based on this fictional character. The play, titled Eleanor Rigby, will be brought to life this weekend at California Stage with Sacramento actress Janice Stevens in the lead role. Both Michael and Janice are here today to talk about the play. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Vicky.
Yes, this is going to be a lot of fun. Michael, where did this idea come from?
Well, I had always, of course, the song. And when I was listening to the song, Paul McCartney, is in 2.5 minutes, has created this, as you say, iconic figure who personifies what it is to be lonely, to be friendless. But I got to thinking about this. Is that all that this person is? Can we define a person by, you know, being lonely? So I decided to find out about the life of Eleanor Rigby, and not the person in, you know, whose gravestone was in the cemetery in Liverpool where John Lennon and Paul used to hang out. But I wanted to find out about the person in the song. I wanted to find out about the true fictional Eleanor Rigby.
How did you paint that picture? I mean, of course, you have this iconic song, which is larger than life. It takes on a life of its own. But how did you fill in the gaps and really build the character of Eleanor Rigby?
I have found in my writing that the story wants to tell itself. And so as I started investigating the period of time in which Eleanor lived, I should say that in the play, it's 1969. Eleanor Rigby is 72 years old. So she would have been born during the reign of Queen Victoria. And so throughout her life, she would have endured two world wars, a depression, years and years of rationing and privation. So I started doing research, and certain things, I started to learn about Eleanor Rigby. I learned that she had a passion of wanting to bring peace into the world. I realized that she became involved in an organization called the No Conscription Fellowship during World War I. I have said, as I was writing this, doing research or writing, it's the same thing. It felt like I was doing more dictation than creation. Eleanor was telling me the story, and I was just writing it down.
And Janice is the one that really brings it to life. What drew you to this play and this character?
Michael sent the script to me via email. We had never met. I didn't know him, but he had seen several of the plays I've done in the past, Kate Hepburn particularly, that I think he felt that I might be somebody who could bring the character to life. And I read the script, and oftentimes, you know, if I get sent something, I have to figure out how to encourage, but also give some notes on how to improve. And I got done reading this, and there was nothing I wanted to improve. I thought it was a glorious character study. And got back to Michael and said, yes, I'd like to put together a private reading of this just to see how some other people might react to it, and had some of the folks from California Stage and my playwright friend Richard Hellison came in, and some dramaturgical people. And everybody had a very positive and moving response to it. So then it was about trying to find the time to memorize what is a very dense script, and have the time after that to actually put it on stage.
We would love to hear a short scene if you have one.
Yes.
Can you share one?
Yes, I will. Young as I was when The Great Illusion came out, I already harbored a firm conviction in the utter futility of war. Sir Norman Angell urged his readers to substitute reason for passion, and Lord knows I tried, but I lost patience with those who declared that war builds character and war builds courage. If bloodshed is so beneficial, I argued, why not just cut off one's leg? It would serve the same purpose and would certainly spare the public a lot of grief. Or perhaps unleash a gang of cutthroats upon the unsuspecting citizens of a quiet English village. I am certain the residents would relish the opportunity to build up their courage. I could never fathom how anyone could be so utterly unthinking as to actually believe that true character and courage are to be found in the taking of the life of another. Oh, I should not allow myself to get so worked up. My doctor has repeatedly warned me that for the good of my heart, I should learn to rein in my passions. Passion is only good in opera, he declares. As with most British physicians I have encountered, my doctor is the very model of self-control. I have often wondered if a rise could be gotten out of him were he to sit on one of his hypodermic needles.
So this weekend, the play is wrapping up. It's been playing all this month. Michael, what has it been like to see it come to life, to watch Janice and watch an audience take it in?
It's been just tremendous, tremendous. The response has been good, and I've just, writing it is one thing. There are words, but Janice has, yes, brought to life. And more than that, she's shown me more of Eleanor Rigby than I had possibly imagined. Eleanor Rigby, she's more introverted, but at the same time, she has this impish humor that that Janice has really brought out. So it's just been amazing to watch.
Yeah, clearly. And we just got a small taste. Janice, what has it been like for you performing this play in front of an audience as you kind of round out the final weekend this month?
It is a very detailed character study, and Michael's writing is absolutely beautiful. And his phraseology is very specific. And because it's very British, it has been a big challenge, I will say. I took about 6 months, honestly, to memorize the piece. I took time off from the teaching at the college the spring semester so that I could just focus on it. And so it's been a big challenge. There are two other characters in the show I just want to include, Leah, Dorothy, and Thomas.
Thomas Dean.
Thomas Dean. Oh, you see, old age glitch. Leah plays the younger Eleanor, and Thomas plays her beau, a young curate. It has been an absolute joy to have an audience respond, as Michael's being very modest when he says the audience response has been good. The audience response has been kind of overwhelming. I mean, people are really getting it on all levels. So it's been a joy.
That is amazing. And Janice, I've been there. Name slip for me all the time. It's a very human thing, regardless of age. Michael and Janice, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a little taste of Eleanor Rigby.
Thank you so much, Vicky. Yeah,
it really was a pleasure. Michael Easterling wrote the new play, Eleanor Rigby, and it's being produced by California Stage and stars Janice Stevens. The show runs this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., as well as on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Wilkerson Theater in Midtown Sacramento. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcasts on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to send us an email, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.